lot of stuff has changed in the past 100 years. Automobiles, cell phones, medical miracles. Thank God our politics are just the same. We've got the kind of candidates your great-great-grandma would love. It's Tuesday, February 21st, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everybody. John Hockenberry is out today. Republican turnout in the primary so far has been down almost universally. But those who are voting don't look like the majority of the country. Turning back the clock on diversity by 120 years? Maybe. Going to talk about that in a few minutes. Many of you are talking about turnout in not just the primaries, but in politics in general.
This is Raquel Holmes from Boston, Massachusetts. 40% of Americans are independent, unenrolled, not in parties. So the bigger issue is, how do you get most of Americans into the political process?
It's a good question. Give us your thoughts at 8778-MY-TAKE, but now let's check in on our headlines this morning. $172 billion. That's how much it's going to cost Europe to keep Greece out of bankruptcy. EU finance ministers gave final approval to a second bailout package in Brussels overnight. Prime Minister Lucas Papademos says the deal allows Greece to move forward.
We're very happy with the outcome that paved the way for the next steps that will make possible the official financial support to Greece.
Under the terms of the agreement, Greek bondholders will take nearly a 54% loss on face value. That's the equivalent of a 75% loss overall. In exchange, Greece will enact another round of strict new austerity measures. They include tens of millions of dollars in cuts to hospitals and reductions of more than $1 billion in pharmaceutical expenses. Iran is warning it will take preemptive action against perceived enemies if it feels its national interests are threatened. That warning comes as the country bars a team of UN weapons inspectors from its nuclear facilities. A spokesman for the country's foreign ministry says the group from the International Atomic Energy Agency will hold talks with Iran, but nothing more. A crackdown on anti-government protesters in Syria continues this morning in the city of Homs. Correspondent Jim Muir with our partner the BBC sent this updated report from Beirut.
The bombardment began in the early morning and was relentless, with shells and rockets slamming into Baba Amr at the rate of many every minute. Activists said some buildings were reduced to rubble by the intensity of the fire. They said one of the field hospitals had been hit, but the medical staff were reported to be all right.
Activists say at least a dozen people have been killed by security forces in the past 24 hours. And an election to replace Yemen's president is overshadowed by violence today. At least six people have been killed at incidents in southern polling stations. However, voting in the capital of Sana'a is reported to be peaceful. Travelers heading through Europe are bracing for delays. Ground workers at the continent's third busiest airport in Frankfurt have extended a strike through the end of the week. Hundreds of flights have already been canceled. More are expected. And Mitt Romney is ramping up his attacks on Rick Santorum as the former Pennsylvania senator continues to rise in the polls. Romney told a crowd in Ohio that Santorum is not the fiscal conservative he claims to be.
He voted five times to raise the debt ceiling without getting compensating cuts in spending. During his time in the Senate, only two terms, the size of the federal government grew 80%.
The renewed jabs from Romney come a day before a GOP debate and a week ahead of primaries in Arizona and Michigan. And the U.S. has signed an agreement with Mexico to allow oil and gas drilling on more than 1.5 million acres in the Gulf of Mexico. That acreage runs due east from the U.S.-Mexico border to a point more than 200 miles south of the Mississippi River. In the markets, it looks like Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are up, though, healthily. The Dow will start at 12,949, the S&P at 1,361. The NASDAQ will start out at 29.51. We are talking elections today and voting. The upcoming Michigan primary is an open GOP primary, and some Democrats are turning out to vote for Santorum. They're trying to undermine the process and deny Romney a win in Michigan. What do you think? Is it fair or not? Give us your thoughts at 8778-MY-TAKE, or you can post at thetakeaway.org.
The There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.